Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Manta, you know, I switched companies that I work for. I'm still on the air, but we had to switch benefits, and now we have to review benefits. It's all a little confusing. I'm trying to keep track, but that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, generally when you get around the fourth quarter, October 1st, you should take a look at your benefits. You know, benefits are 30% of your compensation. And if you don't use your benefits fully, you're actually leaving money on the table. We want to encourage people to go to our website, moneysmartlife.org, get the latest blog posts on this. But, you know, Randy, there's four things you can do now if you have a job that has benefits. Mm-hmm. Number one, verify the status of your deductibles and co-pays. How close are you to satisfying, or have you already satisfied those? If so, you need to plan purchases that you might want to pull forward from next year or delay purchases. So take a look at that.
Right.
The next thing is review your health savings account and flexible spending accounts. Now, if you don't know what those are, that probably means you don't have them. So,
right.
But if you do, take a look at your balances and schedule provider appointments now to get in those x-rays, all that stuff, before the year-end time crunch. So take a look at that. The third thing, review your tax withholding exemption. Mm-hmm. If you're expecting a large refund, you might want to adjust your exemptions at this point to give yourself an immediate take-home pay increase, but it'll be a smaller refund. Now, once again, we encourage you to check with your own tax professional before you make any tax moves, but this can be a good time to reduce that refund amount, because all you're doing is loaning the government your own money for free. Why not get it now when you can use it?
Exactly.
And the fourth thing, decide what to do with any remaining vacation days. It's amazing to me that people leave paid vacation on the table. And if you've got a use or lose policy with vacation, you need to use your vacation. If you get paid for your vacation, trading your time off for dollars may have short-term benefits, but taking time off benefits you. So look at the vacation. Those are four things we want people to do. Once again, go to our website, moneysmartlife.org, for more, or check us out on Facebook as well at moneysmartlife.org.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I am not leaving vacation days on the table.
55% of Americans do.
Ugh.
I'm stunned by it.
I am too. Come on, use your vacation days. Stop being the strong guy.
Or, more importantly, being in fear. That's the main reason people don't take vacations.
Ah,
they're scared.
That's right. Well, Manta, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.